This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra has been sharing an exciting message titled How Jesus Solved His Problems. Yesterday, he shared that Jesus used positive confessions to solve his problems. Today, he continues. Let's join him.
One thing about Psalm 3, verse 1. I started sharing on a very interesting subject titled How Jesus Dealt with Problems. Psalm 3, verse 1. This is David. He said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. David said he had many troubles or problems. Sometimes in life, your problems can increase. You have not been able to pay your child's school fees. And before you realize, that same child is sick. And then before you realize, another problem has come. Your engine has ceased. And then before you realize, ECG have come to disconnect your electricity. And the problem just keeps on going and going. So sometimes problems come in a series. Verse 2. Many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in his God. Then he says, sometimes when the problems come, you feel like, look, you cannot deal with the problems and God is not going to help you. Verse 3, he said, but thou, O Lord, the word but, it means that God interrupts everything. A shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. He said, God is my glory, and he lifted up my head. Sometimes your head can be down, weighed down because of the problems that you have. But when God comes through for you and comes to deliver you, David said, your head will be lifted up. May every head be lifted up. So I started saying on how Jesus dealt with problems. I said, life is full of problems. As you can see, even David, who was a king, had problems. So problems are relative. Depending on your age, your stage, your position, they take on a different form. So I always tell people, when you are serving God, do not say that because of A or B, I cannot serve God. Because if you cannot serve God at this level, at the next level, the problems will just change into a different form of problem. But the challenge will still remain. That is why you must always learn to serve God under any circumstance. When you have children, you should be able to. When you don't have children, you should be able to. When you are pregnant, you should be able to. Because at any stage, the problem just changes into something else. But the challenge remains the same. So for people who say, I am waiting for my troubles to go down before I can serve the Lord, I have bad news for you. Your troubles will keep on coming. It will just change and take on a different form. And I said, one thing that will determine the quality of your life is your ability to solve problems. For example, if you can't solve financial problems, you realize that there are many things you can do. So we started looking at how Jesus dealt with problems. When Jesus came into the world, he didn't come as an angel. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. So he lived as a man. And he also faced all kinds of problems. But he solved his problems. I want to continue today the word of God. How Jesus solved problems. Jesus solved problems with the word of God. Luke chapter 4 verse 1 is the key scripture for today's sermon. And Jesus, being filled with the Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. If you want God to lead you, you must always be filled with the Spirit. And you are filled with the Spirit when you pray, when you sing, when you read the Bible, it fills you with the Spirit. And once you are filled, God will lead you. And the Bible says, he was led into the wilderness. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Suddenly, he had a hunger. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus had a problem. The problem was hunger. How do you solve this problem when you are so hungry? The devil came and made a suggestion. Why don't you turn stones into bread to solve this problem? Sometimes when you have a problem, the devil wants you to use unethical means to solve the problem. Worldly strategies to solve the problem. Sinful ways to solve the problem. Corrupt ways to solve the problem. So he put pressure on Jesus. But Jesus said in verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The problem of hunger was solved with the scriptures. May you begin to solve your problems with the scriptures. Verse 5, the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, all this power will I give to thee, and the glory of them, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Do you know what he was offering him? I think he was offering him political power. Political power, most of that comes with money, and the glory of the world is money. So the devil said, listen, here you are. You need money. Don't you need money? Are you not in need of money? He said to Jesus, join a political party. I will make you rise. I will give you contracts. The money will come. He had a need. The need was financial. The road the devil wanted him to use to raise money was not the road that God had told him to use to raise money. God had told him to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach, not to seek political power to find money. But the devil realized that this guy has a need. The devil said, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Verse 8, Jesus said, it is written, back to the word, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him only shall you serve. There are people who are Christians, but when they become politicians, they like their party more than the Bible itself. They can elevate politics above the word of God itself. Jesus had a need. The devil said, I know you have needs, financial needs. I can help you. But he said, listen, this problem, I will solve it. He said, I won't worship any political system. I will worship God himself. May you not place any political system above God himself. Verse 9. He brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. He took him up. He said, cast thyself down from here. It is written. Now the devil himself is also quoting. He shall give his angels charge over thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said in verse 12, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Do you know what that means? What it means is that to take the initiative. God hadn't told Jesus to jump from the top of the temple. That is why you just can't take any scripture and say, I want this scripture today. The Holy Spirit has to take the initiative, the first step. Really, it is written. But is God telling Jesus now to jump? As Christians, we must always be patient and let God take the first step, the initiative. See, anybody can take any scripture and say, I want the scripture now. But from my work with God, I've realized that when it comes to initiative, things are started by the Holy Spirit. So you must always let the Holy Spirit take the first step. And when he takes the first step, you can take the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. So here he was, being pressurized to make a choice by himself. You can take the initiative to marry somebody yourself without being led by
by the Spirit. How do you solve this problem? Three problems here. Problem of hunger, problem of money, problem of initiative. In this world, hunger is not only physical. Sometimes you are hungry for love. Hunger is just a need. It just means a need. When you are hungry for love, you don't solve the problem by sleeping with somebody. Because somebody told you when you sleep with a person, you become like super glue. You cannot stick together. You can be hungry for power. You can be hungry for acceptance. So that you become a man pleaser. If I ask for hunger, it could be anything. But remember that when you are hungry, you shouldn't let your desires lead you to solve the problem. You must always let the word of God guide you to solve the problem. Don't just follow your desire. The need was also financial. But the fact that you have a financial need does not mean you should solve it by doing something unethical. Stealing money. Making fictitious deals in the office. Telling lies. Falsifying information. You're on a computer. In the real world, you are a man. But on computer, you're a Japanese woman. Stupid people. All because of money. Jesus didn't use worldly means to solve his financial problems. He used the word of God to solve financial problems. He always stuck to the word. Recently, I was talking to a friend of mine who was going through a difficult time. And I said to him, listen, the only way out of this problem is to stick to the word of God. If you follow something else, you may have temporary success. But in the long run, you will compound the problem. So it doesn't matter how bitter it will be. It doesn't matter how difficult it will be. Stick to the word.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that Jesus used the word of God to solve physical and financial needs.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
And I want to say thank you so much for your prayer. On the 19th of December, I ask you to pray for me and my wife for the fruit of the womb. After your prayer, my wife became pregnant, and I want to thank God for that. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. Ignorance can prevent you from enjoying the benefits of something. You can know about the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross and not know its real value. This message by Kakrabading titled, There is Something in the Blood, will highlight on the significance of the blood of Jesus in our lives.
When Jesus came and died on the cross, because he has superior blood, his blood doesn't cover, it washes away.
Get your copy now and be exposed to new revelation. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabedin.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony, and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.